Every week, it seems, another classical musician records a crossover album of music by Kern or Rodgers or Bernstein, with varying degrees of success. Now, a British pop musician and a Swedish classical singer have collaborated on a project they refuse to label crossover. From New York City, Jeff London reports.
Elvis Costello has always been a serious guy. Even his love songs are serious.
Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Elvis Costello has always been serious about studying music as well. In the late 1980s, he decided to teach himself about classical music by going to as many concerts and operas as he could. One night, he saw a production of The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz, which starred Swedish mezzo-soprano Anne Sophie von Otter. Costello fell in love with her voice, and for the next several years, he went to see von Otter perform as often as he could. After the two met and sang together in a concert in Sweden, they decided to collaborate. The result is the album For the Stars.
But there'll be other days, darling, come what may. The rain has got to fall, it's April after all. Tears are bound to fall, it's April after all.
The album was 4 years in the making, and according to Anne Sophie von Otter, it was an education for both artists.
Elvis didn't know what my musical background was in the pop field, and I didn't know what sort of music you really liked either. So we really had to exchange ideas. And so Elvis, I think you must have spent a lot of time putting these tapes together.
It's a hobby of mine anyway, you know. I've always made mixtapes, as people now call them. So it was just a question of doing that, but sort of like these were tapes for discussion. And I'd write a letter, and I think if you were to read those first letters now, they would be comical, because I didn't really know her frame of reference that I was talking about the whole history of pop music, as if she'd been living on another planet.
One of the first songs that Elvis Costello sent Anne Sophie von Otter was from the classic Beach Boys album Pet Sounds.
Don't talk, put your head on my shoulder. Don't talk, close your eyes and be still.
Some of the songs, when you strip away the thing that makes it distinctive in popular music, you're not left with as much of a composition as you think you're going to get when you first hear it. That's not anything against it. That's the way pop music works. The opposite is maybe true of Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder by Brian Wilson. When you take away the things that make the Beach Boys version distinctive, you're still left with a really, really exceptional composition.
I can hear so much in your sighs, and I can see so much in your eyes. There are words we both could say, but don't talk, put your head on my shoulder.
Costello says that early on, he decided that the record should be an intense, intimate, melancholy collection of songs. And he didn't want those songs just to be a typical smorgasbord of popular standards.
We talked a lot about the ownership, you know, for the period of time that you're singing it, you've got to own the songs. And there isn't a whole lot of point in singing Yesterday again. Everybody's heard it. And that's the thing that mitigated against there being lots of Rodgers and Hart songs or Cole Porter songs, as great as they are. And we looked at some of them, and it's very hard to own them because everybody's done them so many times. So we looked at other songs, and I think in the end, the mix is more personal.
I stole a glance at my reflection, though these days I tend to hurry by. How pale the rose of my complexion, how strange the knowing look that's in my eye.
About half of the songs Anne-Sophie von Otter sings on For the Stars are by Elvis Costello. Some are old, some are new. It's the unexpected mixture of Costello, Waits, McCartney, and Wilson that makes For the Stars a different kind of crossover album, says Tim Page of The Washington Post.
I think a lot of critics are suspicious of the idea of crossover recordings because too often they're just something which is arranged at record company headquarters to bring in a couple of names and double an audience. This is very definitely not one of those recordings. This is a recording where you have two people who are of very high standing in their field, and they're working together to do something that's just a little different from anything that they've done before on their own.
And it's much as predicted, they go down that same track. They say they'll return, but they never come back.
Indeed, Anne-Sophie von Otter says that singing on a pop record forced her to change her entire approach to vocal production from the way she makes classical records.
Even though there's a microphone in front of me, it's further away, and I still project as though I need to be heard by somebody sitting really far away. And in this case, we had the microphone just half an inch away from my lips, and it's a lot more the colours of the breathy sound or very intimate sounds that you don't get at all in classical music because they can't be heard.
Fine rain was falling on the gravel and glades, the last rays of September bejeweled broken blades. But there's someone that I long for. Oh, where have you been? As the red earth lies under a covering of green.
Elvis Costello, as record producer, had to change his modus operandi as well. Von Otter wanted to record all of the songs live with musicians in the studio, rather than recording her vocals to a rhythm track, as is common at pop sessions. She also wanted a chamber-sized ensemble that bridged the gap between pop and classical music.
I didn't want big string or arrangements or too much orchestra and sort of no flutes and that kind of stuff. I wanted lots of guitars and real instruments, acoustic instruments.
Tim Page thinks the unusual instrumentation on For the Stars adds to its appeal.
It's a fascinating record just because you don't know really how to categorize the record. It is a pop record that has a real strong sense of classical tradition to it, while somehow breaking into its own new and quite beautiful and quite tidy little world.
September's reminding July. It's time to be saying goodbye. Summer is gone, our love will remain like all broken bicycles out in the rain.
Anne-Sophie von Otter recruited Swedish songwriter Benny Andersson of the pop group ABBA to play accordion on the album. The two got along so well that they recorded one of Anderson's songs on the spot, says Elvis Costello.
The recording of Like an Angel Passing Through My Room is my favorite moment on the record because it was so spontaneous. And Sophia and Benny had barely agreed, you know, they made those agreements that musicians have to in order to perform a song for the first time. And I was just waiting for them to begin at the beginning of the song and then switch on the tape. And we switched on the tape, and that was the take. It was the first take. It was exquisite.
Long awaited darkness falls, casting shadows on the walls. In the twilight hour I am alone, sitting near the fireplace, dying embers warm my face. In this peaceful solitude, all the outside world subdued.
Elvis Costello says the most important thing about For the Stars is that he and Anne-Sophie von Otter kept their aim true.
It's not some marketing person's idea of a record. It's a true musical record. It was the experimental side that we had to go through, testing songs and talking about songs and sometimes disagreeing about them, was all valuable. And getting to write the songs for Anne-Sophie is a real thrill.
At present, Elvis Costello and Anne-Sophie von Otter have moved back to their different musical worlds, even though they hope to collaborate in the future. In the meantime, director Ted Demme filmed a recent performance at the Hit Factory in New York for future release. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.